Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, August 3rd. Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny, hazy. It's 63 degrees. Wichita State University will require masks in the classroom and laboratories this fall. According to a message from President Rick Mumma yesterday, the requirement is effective immediately. It's for all students, faculty, staff, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status. The president's message goes on to say all members of the campus community are encouraged to wear masks in all other indoor campus locations. Many state-owned buildings are now requiring masks. Latest mandate also applies to state employees who work in counties that have a substantial or high transmission of COVID-19, regardless of vaccination status. The Kansas Department of Revenue, where you get your driver's license, is now requiring you to mask up. Governor Laura Kelly handed down her latest restriction last week. Now, state universities, including K-State, KU, Wichita State, now requiring masks again. Wichita City Hall is encouraging but not requiring masks. And as for the Sedgwick County Courthouse, anyone not vaccinated is required to wear a mask. The White House announcing a COVID milestone has been reached, and this in the wake of a growing number of COVID cases.
The White House announcing they hit their 4th of July goal of 70% of Americans receiving at least one shot of a COVID vaccine, with just over 60% fully vaccinated. As CDC Director Rochelle Walensky warns, the Delta variant is surging.
While vaccinated people can spread the virus if they get a breakthrough infection, the odds of them getting sick in the first place are far lower than those who are unvaccinated.
This is more restrictions go into effect, Louisiana becoming the first state to implement a mask mandate, and in New York, Governor Cuomo asking private businesses to mandate vaccinations.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Johns Hopkins University reporting the U.S. has more than 35 million confirmed COVID cases. New details emerging about the potential origin of COVID-19.
Months before the COVID-19 pandemic spread across the world, the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab requested bids for major renovations to air safety and waste treatment systems. Those research facilities had been operational for less than 2 years. It's unclear why the Chinese government requested the projects, or when or if they even initiated any work, though it is another piece of circumstantial evidence from the Republican staff on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which lays out the most comprehensive case yet, arguing that the pandemic began in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
That's Fox's Rich Edson with that report. Republicans argue the virus was created in the Wuhan lab and that the Chinese government deliberately covered it up. Republicans worried that Democrats will justify adding spending to the infrastructure plan with COVID concerns.
There's anxiety over where the U.S. is headed with COVID. The Senate is now working on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. There's a push to latch to that bill a restoration of the COVID eviction freeze. The White House today asking state and local governments to prevent evictions and requesting landlords to halt evictions. Republicans believe progressives will use a COVID wave to justify another spending spree. Restaurants and bars say they still haven't recovered. Owners fret about the future. The government has yet to allocate billions of dollars from previous bills. Still, conservatives believe liberals spend carte blanche.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. A large resurfacing project began yesterday in Reno and Sedgwick counties. It's a $7.8 million project. It will last until the end of October. This is on highways K-14 and K-96. Here in Sedgwick County, crews will be working on about 15 miles of road. That'll impact drivers on eastbound K-96 from the Sedgwick-Reno County line all the way to Mays Road. And drivers will also see construction on westbound K-96 from the K-14 junction east to the Reno-Sedgwick County line. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation issuing a statewide silver alert for a missing woman from Garden City. 76-year-old Virginia Green is missing. Police are requesting help from the public in locating her. She was last seen at her residence in Garden City yesterday, likely driving a 2014 red Ford Escape with a Kansas tag, her direction of travel unknown. A photo of Green, who has dementia, may be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Some critics are calling on D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and they're calling her a hypocrite after she was not wearing a mask at an indoor wedding reception after she reinstated an indoor mask mandate in the nation's capital.
When Fox News asked her office what that was all about, considering her new order, we were told, quote, the mayor wore a mask indoors in compliance with the mandate. The Friday, July 30th evening event called into question by conservative media was outdoors on a rooftop. But again, the picture of her at the indoor reception Saturday without a mask seems to suggest she was not in compliance. And Bowser is in good company when it comes to seemingly breaking mask rules. Over the last year, we've seen many other high-profile Democratic lawmakers order people to wear masks while they went without one indoors.
That's Fox's Anita Vogel with that report. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, California Governor Gavin Newsom, also among those caught without a mask indoors after putting mask mandates in place. Many are upset after the University of North Carolina tried to hire one particular professor.
Hundreds of emails have been released by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, about the failed efforts to hire Nicole Hannah Jones. She's the author, of course, of the 1619 Project. That got her a Pulitzer Prize, but also got her some criticism from historians as well. Criticism especially for the argument that the American Revolution was motivated in part to defend slavery. Emails, too, continue from a number of different donors, emails to the UNC, accuse it of having a far-left ideology and Marxism. In the end, Hannah Jones was not given tenure. She was offered a job months later after an intense debate with tenure.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan with that report. In the end, Hannah Jones turned down the job from North Carolina and took one at Howard University. Now let's check that weather forecast. Here on this Tuesday morning, check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Smoke from the western U.S. wildfires continues sliding our way from the northwest, and that will give us some hazy conditions throughout the morning into the afternoon. We should be near 80 degrees by lunchtime, 86 for the high later on today. Dry and quiet weather continues tonight, low 63. A few clouds move in on Wednesday with a high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny and hazy. A breeze out of the northeast. It is 63 degrees here on Tuesday morning. 7:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And as we do every Tuesday morning at this time, let's check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner. Hello, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Ted. You're soloing it today, huh?
Yeah, they left me in charge for some reason. I'm just taking this thing for a joyride.
There you go. Well, let's get some work done now.
All right. After I'm done talking with you, I'll get to work.
Okay.
All right. Hey, what's you got a county commission meeting tomorrow to start out the month of August, and is there anything super pressing on the agenda? I know you've got some IRBs to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, Spirit is expanding, which is really good news. That's an IRB that's down there on that campus on the east side of Oliver down there. So that's some positive, continue to be positive news. But this week on Thursday, we do have at 6 o'clock at night, in the evening, we have our first of two public meetings for people to be able to weigh in on the budget. Mm-hmm. And so, not sure how long that'll last, but there'll be it'll be a chance. We do one during the week later on this month, but during the week mornings, like we do at a commission meeting. This one will be 6 o'clock Thursday at the Sedgwick County Courthouse, third floor. So that's Thursdays.
Are there any? Is there anything in the budget that's raising a red flag right now, potentially, or how are things going with the budget process?
Well, the budget as proposed is balanced, and I think it's very solid. Probably the biggest thing we're all struggling with is the pay for especially for our the payroll for some of our critical public service mm-hmm. people. You know, we've talked about before, sheriff, 911, EMS, those kind of things. So we're, you know, there's 42 departments and all of them kind of deserve something, which is some kind of a raise. But we need to help catch up so we can with those some of those critical departments. So that might be as much a consternation and a discussion, not really any much argument as much as just what do we think we can do to help compensate some of these critical areas for public service.
And I know we've had the story today that we're kind of seeing COVID numbers like we haven't seen since January, February. So that's not good news. How are our hospital situation here in Sedgwick County?
I know, Ted. I know it's of concern. Yesterday, 112 in the hospital, up from 76 the week before.
Ooh.
And I think I was up from 42 the week before that. So it's going in the wrong direction. Don't know if it's the extreme heat like last year, if it's anything to do with large gatherings at, you know, during 4th of July. But remember, we used to talk about the 2 or 3 weeks after each holiday.
Right.
But we don't talk much about that. So who knows? But it is concerned. What concerns me the most is if, you know, there's two areas that are concerned. Obviously, the hospitals, I mean, and there are positive rates, 8% now, but positive testing rate. But they're saying if it gets close to 10% or more, then they go back to those days where, you know, visitors are not allowed, and even immediate family on critical care are just they're not allowed in the hospital, maybe elective surgeries. Then you've got the, you know, the assisted living industry.
Right.
You know, they determine themselves their rules, but I know they're bantying around. Do they go back to where, you know, you're not allowed to come visit your aging, you know, your mother, your father, grandmother, father, whatever. So those are two areas of concern for me. I'm not sure what I can do about it. It's just, other than you've all heard, you know, vaccination is important. People are, you know, I would just... If they still are struggling with getting the vaccine or not, talk to your doctor.
Right.
And ask your doctor what they think. So, kind of where we're at with that.
Yep. I wish we had better stuff to report on that front. All right. Everything going well with you?
Yeah. Frankly, the weather's good. Oh, hey, this morning we do have a staff meeting where Dr. Menz and Wesley and Via Christi representatives will be addressing us about their status. At the hospital, just what we talked about.
Okay.
So they're going to be there. It's 9 o'clock. It's viewable on our website, and I think on Channel 8. I think, but I can't remember for sure.
We'll check that out. That'll be good information.
Yeah. We'll have some real time information and back and forth at that time. So
sounds good. Hey, Pete. Thanks for checking in with us, and I hope you have a great day.
You bet. Always good to talk to you, Ted.
Thank you, sir. You too. That is the chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission, Pete Meitzner, joining us with timely information right here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. We check in with Pete every Tuesday morning and get the latest from the county. It is 7:44 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we'll talk about a special day for a special delectable treat this time of the year. What might that be? National Blank Day. Let's see what kind of food we have coming up today. KNSS News Time is 7:44.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.